A former Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Dr. Obed Asamoah, says he's happy to have reconciled with former President John Atta Mills before his untimely death. He described the late president as a good man who was not vindictive. Speaking on GTV's Current Affairs program Talking Point, Dr. Obed Asamoah recalled a meeting he had with President Mills in his bid to reconcile the Democratic Freedom Party with the NDC. He revealed that President Mills had told him that the decision not to choose him as vice presidential candidate in 2000 was not his. Dr. Obed Asamoah said President Mills had promised to reveal that secret in future in his memoir, but his untimely death has made it impossible. He said for the past years he worked with the late president, he had been very accommodative. This shows his true nature.
It wasn't, and even in terms of the issue in respect of which there was some disagreement, that was this question of a running mate to him in the year 2000, you know, and it was, you know, the impression was created then that he said that he didn't want me as his running mate because I had been his professor and he would find it difficult to work with me. So, but in the end, he came to the house. Came to me in the house to come and explain to me that was the reason why he couldn't use me as his running mate. So, but I asked him a question. I said, well, you had been vice president for 4 years and I was just a minister. Was there a problem? But you know, the thing is this, I'll tell you this, because it, really that decision was not his. You know, because subsequently, I knew, of course, exactly how things went at that time, you know. I've been in the system for quite some time. I was very instrumental in the creation of the NDC and the rest. And I knew the sort of things that were going on. And, you know, subsequently, when we came back, he and I were reconciling last time, and we met, first of all, we met at the town hall funeral of the NDC chairman, and then he invited me to the residence. Subsequently, when I came to Accra, I said we should meet in Accra, and I came to Accra, and I went to see him at the castle. And he said, you know, it was, you know, being said that he was the one who didn't want me as his running mate. He said, it's not true. He said, one day I will write my memoirs also. And really, the sadness of the current situation is that he has not lived long enough to write his own views about what, you know, happened when he was in office.
A special aide to Professor Mills, Nilante Vanderpoy, said President Mills earned the accolade Asumdwehene because of his peaceful nature and his ability to easily forgive. He said President Mills always taught them to accommodate and tolerate each other. He described the late president as a determined gentleman who always wanted the best for his people. Mr. Vanderpoy said former President Mills always preached peace.
This was somebody who was not so much vengeful. He was not interested in paying somebody back in his coin, as people will say. In all the time I've known him, since my days at school, since 1986 when I met him at Legon, up to the time when I started working with him closely from 2004, I can say that the only thing he preaches is peace and love. He's so selfless, and you know, he's ready to share whatever he had with anybody. He could look at you and say, look at your face, you are broke. Okay, this order that I have, let's share. Wow. That was Professor Mills for you.
A former classmate of the late president at Achimota School, Dr. Samuel Bugri, described President Mills as intelligent. He said he was a very quiet person who took his work seriously. Dr. Bugri noted that former president was not only in academia, but also sports.